family and friends to this daily segment we are grateful to call Be Encouraged. We'll be right back after these messages. If you were looking to experience Refuge Mount Olive's conferences, exclusive summits, even previous revivals, then we, the community of Romo, encourage you to become a subscriber. Here, you'll be able to receive presiding officer insight from yours truly, Drenande Summons, ministerial operation, as well as community outreach and, most importantly, empowerment. This is Romo Radio. And welcome in, family and friends, to this Friday's episode of Be Encouraged. I am your host, Drenande Summons. A blessing and a privilege it is to serve as the presiding officer for Refuge Mount Olive, as well as for the speaker for this moment of empowerment. I am so thankful that we were able to catch everyone with a midweek discussion of empowerment last night. If you were not able to yet listen in on the astounding conversation that we had with Laura Paradis. She is an international chemist from Canada. And when I tell you, it was an amazing discussion. When we're talking real community topics in 2024, please tune in. You don't want to miss it. I mean, your presiding officer opened the door for an astounding discussion that, when I tell you, Laura came in and gave discussion, I was just blown away. So if you again want to catch that, that was last night's fireside chat. And we're going to continue with our scheduling of fireside chat, Be Encouraged. We did have MLK Day and Tuesday and Wednesday off. And so thank you all for bearing with us. We had a wonderful time with our Power Hour Saved to Serve. So many new listeners that Sunday brought in. So many new listeners. Thank you to the amazing team of the President's Guild of Refuge in Mount Olive. And again, when I give these shout outs, these are real systems in place, real people in place, real visions laid out that have set the precedence for our success. And I'd be remiss if I did not. And so you may need to be educated on who these people are or what they do or their relevance. And again, I will continue to bring enlightenment and thanks and homage to these amazing platforms, because this is how we keep it moving. This is how we keep operating. So yesterday, again, if you didn't have the chance, please listen in. Listen in on the Sunday's discussion of empowerment. We're moving forward with the intention of having Power Hour in-person experiences. We're still moving on with that. And we just want to make sure that we're discussing the importance of being practical in our decisions. I believe as a community, we need to be intentional. And I believe this Friday, since we've been on this discussion of speaking of socioeconomics and community and the importance of it, I believe we should also talk about the importance of voting. Whoever you vote for is up to you. But please make sure that you go out and vote as well. We want to make sure that we have a good thing going within the community, within our communities. And we want to make sure that who we are electing is the best image that this country can represent. And we want to be mindful of not only the presidential elections, but our congressional hearings and our senates and our times, our even all the way to our mayors and our district representatives. We need profound people that can step up to the plate and really do the work needed, not just look the part. We're tired of that. We don't want you just to go up there looking the part. We want actual things done. So please go out there. Please vote. Please make sure that this weekend you start doing your research about the candidates within the parties that you decide to support. Refuge Mount Olive's job is not to tell you who to vote for and why. We are not on that business. And I'll say we'll never be on that business. Will we invite candidates on and presidential candidates and different types of candidates on to for them to have the opportunity to speak their truth? Of course, we look forward to that, but we will not say vote for this way or vote for that way. We want all people from different parties. And it's a challenge because a lot of people may not agree with that philosophy, but it is the endowed decision of this institution, of this organization, to make sure that we represent every voice. And we are not always called to agree with every voice, but I know that there is a great purpose for everything. And we, the people of Refuge and Mount Olive, will be cognizant as we grow in our mission, as we evolve, to give truth to power in every opportunity we find fit and that the Lord leads us to. This work is not easy and it's not meant for the faint of heart, but we look forward to it. And this year, you're gonna see us work with a whole bunch of different people. And it was interesting, I was conversing with a few people, and we'll talk about this on Monday too. I was conversing with, you know what? Let me save this for Monday. Have a great weekend. This is Romo Radio. If you'd like to keep up with us outside of the podcast experience, you can follow us on Instagram at r.o.m.o_. You can also follow our YouTube page at Refuge in Mount Olive, as well as our Facebook. Thank you so much.